101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 644, 14 degrees. And we're joined in the studio this morning by our West Bend High School student reporters, Justin from West Bend East and Libby from West Bend West. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to be here.
It's nice to be a little bit warmer.
I thought we were going to have daylight the next time I saw you, but then we get to this whole daylight saving thing, and so we're in the dark again.
There was a nice sunrise at least, so come on.
All right, there you go. So been a busy time at school?
Definitely,
yes, for sure.
Lots going on. Uh-huh. Playing catch up from all those snow days and lots of extracurriculars, kind of fitting everything in before spring break.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You got big spring break plans?
I actually do. I'm going to France.
Ooh.
Yes, with the school. Mm-hmm.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, we're doing our French exchange for 2 weeks, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. What about you, Justin?
We're going on a road trip to South Carolina.
Oh.
On the beach. It'll be nice.
A little beach time. Mm-hmm. That'll be all right, too.
That'll be good.
So, all right. Family thing or friends or?
Family. The family, yes.
All right. So, well, enjoy.
Yes, I'm excited.
Both of you will hopefully be somewhere warmer than here and less floody.
Definitely. I hope so, at least.
Right. So, all right. So, what's going on at school?
So, we're kind of wrapping up winter sports. They're all done. So, just a couple highlights from that. West senior Olivia Burns competed at the state gymnastics tournament in Wisconsin Rapids and took ninth in bars.
And then East senior Sydney Spaeth also competed at the state gymnastics tournament. She took fifth on the floor.
Okay.
And then, at state for wrestling, Cooper Schlosser took fifth. So that was good for East.
And West freshman Bree Martin took seventh place at powerlifting state with an astounding 632.5 pound total between her squat, bench, and deadlift weights.
There's a nice story about her in the Daily News today, by the way.
Oh, cool. I'll check it out. Yeah, super impressive.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's a freshman, that's
awesome.
A lot more to go.
Yeah. So what else is going on?
So then moving into spring sports, not much has gotten started yet, but we have a couple of things coming up. So West Indoor Track is already getting into motion with girls and boys varsity competing at the UW Parkside Invitational Saturday, March 16th.
And then spring baseball starting up, which is going to be pretty interesting. East Baseball has their first game March 28th. They still have some time yet in New Holstein. And West Baseball has their first scrimmage on March 22nd. Their first game is March 26th in Watertown. First home game is on April 1st against Homestead.
And games are going to be played at the high school this year because Regner is not going to be ready, except maybe.
Right. I heard, though, that I don't know if they didn't start construction on Regner yet, but someone said that, or I heard from one of the players that the first two games are still at Regner.
So, kind of up in the air, to some degree. So, we'll try to find out.
Yeah, we'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah, exactly. and I think some of it, is probably going to depend on what the weather is and what the field conditions are, too. Because I think part of the problem they said with Regner is an issue with some water back in the outfield. I believe if it's in the spring anyway.
Oh yeah, that would make sense.
So
last year we got a snowstorm in April. So
right,
baseball's never done this before. So we'll see how that goes.
Right now, are you playing baseball?
I am not. No.
Oh, okay. Are you playing baseball?
No, I'm not. You know, I'm a good fan though. So then East Girls Soccer has their first game April 2nd versus Grafton, and West Girls Soccer March 28th at New Berlin.
Okay. And then the lacrosse team is also starting to practice. West Bend Rush Lacrosse for boys. And now we also have a girls lacrosse team, which is new.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I don't know who's on the team, but I know that we have it. And so that's new this year.
All right. That's cool.
And then Dolphins also have started practicing. They had their auditions, I think, a week or two ago. And so that's our synchronized swimming show that we have in May.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a lot of fun to go to.
Yeah, I had people on from that last year who talked about the show. I didn't get there, but I would like to see if I can go this year.
It's so cool. I'm so impressed every year. It's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
And from what I understand, some of the guys who are in the show are not typically swimmer kind of guys.
Yeah, not really, but that's what's fun about it, too.
Right, right.
Thank you.
So, what else is going on?
So then we've got some really awesome, like, other events, extracurriculars going on. So just a couple, a few weeks ago, the Happy Days musical finished up. And it was a huge success. They did a fantastic job.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. I really liked it.
I had some of the cast in here for that, too. And, yeah, they were fun. Looked like they were going to have a good time.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And Fonzie and Chachi were here.
Oh, yeah. It was
and,
good.
Yeah. So
East Forensics is wrapping up their regular season. On Saturday was the home meet against, well, the West home meet. So East and West both competed. Lots of individual places. East took sixth overall. This Saturday is the last meet of the regular season at Arrowhead, followed by national qualifiers and then state.
Also, this week is Charity Week, so this is a really big event for us. Each day, we have a charity that we support, and we collect money from students. And then we have very generous match grants mm-hmm. from places all over the community that help support them. And then it ends with our charity dance on Saturday. So yesterday, we were supporting March of Dimes. Today will be Gingerbread House. Wednesday is Blue Lotus Farm and Recreation Center. Thursday is Fossman Lab Juvenile Diabetes. And Friday is the 9/11 Memorial. And Saturday, the charity dance will also be supporting the 9/11 Memorial. We have an unlimited match donor, which
oh,
is
wow.
pretty fantastic. Yeah. And because the 9/11 Memorial is going in Kewaskum, we're also inviting Kewaskum to come to our charity dance so we can raise more money for it.
Oh, that's right. So it's kind of a different kind of deal.
Yeah. So it's like semi-casual instead of semi-formal. And yeah, we have both schools coming. So I think it's going to be really cool. It'll be interesting to see how everything turns out.
I know Kewaskum's excited about it because usually their school dances are pretty small. And
sure.
ours are fairly large. I mean, charity dance isn't as large as the other ones, but it'll be pretty nice because it'll really boost that attendance. And we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I'm excited to see
I think it'll be really great to support this, support the memorial, too, and having those both schools, hopefully, we'll be able to raise a lot of money.
All right.
And then we've also had dress-up days throughout the week, kind of like homecoming week,
sure.
to help support what's going on. So yesterday was pajama day. I think today is Dynamic Duo, so those are fun.
Oh, okay. You guys did you dress for it? No,
not
I have
today.
I still have to get ready, but I have to dress up today for a speech, so we'll not get to participate in Dynamic
so you
Duo,
won't be
unfortunately.
Doing that.
Yes.
And yesterday was pajama day, but a lot of us weren't participating in that either because it's scholarship interview week, so a lot of the seniors are dressed up nice in suits. And so, and Olivia and I had our interview yesterday.
Yep, dress pants, not pajama pants, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it was okay.
Yeah, interviewed with folks from Columns, right?
Yep.
Correct. Yep.
And how do you think your interviews went?
I think it went well.
Yeah, I think it went really well, too. They were so nice. Everything mm-hmm. just felt very natural. They're all, like, genuinely nice people who just, like, want to hear about you. So,
it
went really well.
You go into it thinking it'll be really stressful, but in the end, it's just a quick interview, and they just want to know about you. So it was
sure,
nice.
Sure, sure. So,
yep. Those
when,
are.
When do you find out who, when do you find out when she is it?
Beginning of April. They, like, I
they
think
send it out after,
like,
spring break.
The first week, yeah. After spring break, they send it in the mail.
Okay.
Of who got which scholarship. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yep. And then there's more interviews all throughout the week for different programs and different scholarships.
Okay.
So, that'll be fun. East NHS is having their Regner cleanup on Sunday, hopefully, as long as the snow kind of moves out of our way a little bit. And then we have a bake sale on Monday as well.
Okay.
And as we were talking a little bit about in the beginning, so the French trip will be leaving March 23rd for our stay in Annecy for 9 days with our, like, sister school, our exchange students. And then we will spend 3 days in Paris, so that's a very exciting thing going on for the French department.
Springtime in Paris.
Yes. And actually, right now in Annecy, it's, like, unseasonably warm, like, way warmer than usually. So it's been, like, mid-60s. So I'm very looking forward to that.
So before your trip, did you watch any movies set in Paris or anything like that?
No, we're actually watching a movie right now, though, set in a French classroom to kind of get us familiar with the school setting, because we will go to class with our students a couple of times.
Okay.
But yeah, we've been doing a lot of like cultural studying and looking at different things like that to prepare us. So I'm so excited. I think it'll be really great.
It'll be fun.
And also on Wednesday, so our bus fees and some of our tour fees went way higher than the last exchange. And so to help support some of those funds on Wednesday, we're having a day at B-Dubs. So if you go there and you say that you're supporting the West Bend French Club, 10% of your bill will go towards us.
Awesome.
Okay. On Thursday, the juniors have their college and career fair. That's at the fairgrounds where they can talk to people from various colleges and careers from around the community and around the state. I remember going last year and it was a lot more fun than I thought it would be. So
right. It really, you know, at first you think, oh, this is going to be kind of boring, but it's really not. Different companies bring different cool display stuff and there's freebies and yeah.
Well, and even if there isn't a college there that you want to talk to, there's so many networking opportunities and there's a lot of businesses there also. So, yeah, I think it's a really cool opportunity.
Yeah. So, all right.
Also, tonight is the concert with Alaskan students at 7 p.m. So, for orchestra. So, as you were saying, that was an alum who graduated in 2006.
Yeah.
Right? And so, yeah, he's bringing his students here and they're doing a joint concert, which I think is so cool.
They were at at Silverbrook, I think, for a while yesterday, or Silverbrook or Badger, one or the other, with working with some of the younger kids yesterday, the younger bands. So kind of fun. And the music is supposed to focus on Alaskan culture and Wisconsin culture.
Yep.
So do we get the Beer Barrel Polka?
I think so.
I think they are playing a polka.
I would imagine.
That's what I've heard.
I would imagine there's got to be a polka in there somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
And that concert starts at 7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock
free,
tonight,
by the way.
At the Silver Lining Arts Center.
Yeah. All right.
Science Olympiads have their state meet on Saturday, so they're all really excited about that.
And the referendum and school board election is coming up to be voted on April 2nd. So there's a lot of proposed changes to Jackson and the high school. And you can find a lot more detailed information about that on the district website, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah. Mr. Kierkegaard is going to be coming in next week, and we're going to have a lengthy discussion about the referendum. So
awesome.
Interesting.
Get some questions answered.
We're a little bit jealous that if it goes through, it'll be after we graduate.
After you're gone,
it's okay.
Yeah. Yep. And I know on the school newspaper where we interviewed all the candidates and we're working on publishing a couple articles to help the voters get to know them and decide on who they want to vote for. So that'll be coming out hopefully this week too. Solo ensemble for orchestra was on Saturday. And I know they all thought it went really well. Several people got good awards for that. And then band has their solo ensemble this upcoming Saturday.
Okay.
And then our Winter Guard team, so this is our first year having a Winter Guard. They've been traveling all around the Midwest for their competitions. The regional that they're in, actually, all of their competitions are in Illinois. So every Saturday they go down there for a competition, and they've been placing quite a bit. So we're really excited. We have a team this year, and we wish them a lot of luck in all of their ventures this season.
I think you told me this last time, but what is Winter Guard? What do they do?
It's like color guard,
but in the winter. Right.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So then they compete inside instead of like on a field.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Anything else? Did we cover
that's
the list?
That's all we had today.
By the way, speaking of the current, I get the articles sent to me, and I'm very impressed
with what I've seen there from you and from others.
So
thank you.
Just wanted to mention that. Let you know I'm reading it.
Awesome. Thank you. Good to know.
So, all right. Anything that pretty much does it, right?
Yep.
Spring break next week.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, yeah.
So
lots of big plans for that. We're looking forward to it.
Go in and have fun, and we'll get the full report when you're back in April.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Justin and Libby are Bend East and West High School student reporters, 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.
Mm-hmm.